Hey, and welcome to the PWA Radio. This is episode 11. You probably found us from the-pwa.com or pwaradio.com. This, of course, is the official podcast of Pioneer Wrestling Association. So we once again have a crowded house, and that means all the music tonight will be from the band Crowded House. So we'll get to introduce some folks. We've got the... Who do we have? We've got one half of the number one contenders to the tag team titles with us, Deacon Frost.
Exactly.
We've got apparently the number one contender to, is it the Grizzly Bear title? Chameleon with us.
No, not the Grizzly Bear title.
I don't care. Whatever. It's a match of chaos. we've got my tag team partner, Project X, with us.
Welcome to PX Radio.
Oh, yeah, that'll be exciting. And we have the newest superstar, the newest main eventer in the PWA with us, my good friend, Mark McNasty. Yeah. So, who apparently slapped a kid in the face today. So, yeah, let's get right down to business, people. We had a lot of shows today in Phoenix, Arizona, America West Arena. So let's talk about Chaos. What happened on Chaos? Who watched Chaos?
I tried, but I sort of fell asleep.
Nice. I'll tell you what, we had Ledge in his debut match, taking on the veteran PWA superstar Jacob Collins in his return. Ha ha. And anybody want to take any bets as to who won?
Apparently not.
Wow, that's pretty shocking. No, that would be Ledge, because I don't believe Jacob Collins ever won.
He's won one match, I believe.
Oh, well, did he work with Scotty Snow or something?
I was just going to say, Scotty Snow must have trained him that week.
You know, actually, I mentioned Scotty Snow this week in one of my promos. I was happy to get the mention out there for him. So,
well, I'm sure Scotty loves the checks he gets for his name still being mentioned.
I don't think there are checks.
I'm trying to come to Phoenix to check, all right.
Yeah, it's the problem is there's not a whole lot of checks going out lately, which is why Night Striker is not with us this week. He didn't get the check last week. So
that's that cheap ass Michael Summers.
Yeah,
he's still waiting.
No, I agree on that one. Except he seems to have done something which shocks me, but we'll get to that later.
I'll tell you what he didn't spend money on, and that's a reinforced cage. But we'll get to that a little bit later.
Well, the money to pay Night Striker had to come out somewhere, but like I said, that check must have bounced.
I just thought you two were extra heavy this week. That's all. Putting on the pounds.
Can't find a good welder these days.
Yeah, you
too much yoo-hoo.
You would have thought that it was the Razor Dolls in there, but no. All right, we had Duff. Is he still in the MOA?
No, he quit.
No.
Okay, see, there we go.
He's MOA.
Apparently,
he didn't like that frickin' shirt anymore, whatever he said.
Might be DOA if he keeps going against him.
You know, apparently I was MOA at one point, which I completely forgot about, which tells you exactly how important they are. But he took on my main man, Kyle Stevenson, the Iceman, Kyle Stevenson.
And apparently the name change did something for him.
Really? So what do you say?
I'm saying that Kyle Stevenson came out on top, won the match.
Wow, that's awesome. And
a chilly reception.
It's a sign of the apocalypse.
You know, a broken clock's right twice a day, so Kyle's got to win one sometime. So there we go. And then we've got Circa. All right, Mark.
Wait
to jump in with that. All right, the Circa versus Scar. The new, this is his debut match? Or did he have a match last week? I saw his name.
He had a match last week, I believe. I don't keep track of it anymore, Rob, so I don't care.
I thought that with five of us here, at least one of us might have watched and been
following. I'll check for you. Hold on. I can pull up my records.
I'll tell you one thing about Scar. He's got an entrance that rivals Riona Langley's for length. here. Well, actually, according to John McDaniel, as I'm reviewing my notes here, John McDaniel did say, I do believe this will be Scar's first match with the PWA. So,
yeah, that is his first one, because last week was high stakes and he didn't have a match.
Oh.
Yes.
Very good. All right, so there we go. Oh, well,
I was confused because he was already booked for next week, and yeah. I was just that's where my two was at.
There you go. We were in the he was in the previews. And Scar goes on to he wins the match, which is very, very exciting, kind of. It's also very sad for us, but we'll get into some of that a little bit later, too.
Somebody play taps.
Well, yeah, we have to, because as far as I know, Circa is gone for the time being. She, you can't really make much more jokes on her right now.
That hurts. And we've got
that cry hurt.
Yeah. But we have a oh man,
somebody
that's just funny because that's not the first time I've heard McNasty crying tonight. But again, we'll get into that in a few minutes. We've got a street
forgot
fight.
The lube?
No, you forget
wow.
it. No,
you sure that we said Vaseline in honor of Circa, dude.
Yes.
Yep. Well, same difference. Go on.
we had a tag team street fight tonight with the O'Connor boys taking on the. Quite ill-prepared Might and Magic. And
they only had a week to prepare.
Well, unfortunately, they were busy. You know, I had them out running errands because I was busy doing shit. So, amazingly enough, the O'Connor boys, they pick up their first victory here.
Those guys have great accents, don't they?
You know what? I love that accent. It's almost as good as the Parts Unknown accent.
It's pretty close. I think the Parts Unknown is a little bit better, but it's right up there.
I would agree.
And then apparently there's a commercial. This is how busy I've been this week. I don't even remember filming this commercial, but there's me advertising PWA Radio and the Phoenix's Wrestling Association. I mean Pioneer Wrestling Association. And we have things on fire, apparently, is what I say. I'm a little bit ashamed of myself.
And you're also like a little under exaggerating, saying that this thing usually lasts an hour.
Yes. under
that could be my,
deliver.
That That's could be great. My brother just taking everything you've said over the last 10 weeks and piecing it together with tape and recording it for a commercial, so he didn't have to pay you.
Like Chef on the last episode of South Park he was in, they just took sound bites and put it together to form a semi-coherent thought.
That's probably what this was, because, you know, a commercial on Chaos just confuses me.
And,
I mean, it's supposed to be our dark show. We don't have it on TV, so I don't know why we're doing commercials.
awesome. Well, I think that's fantastic. I love it anytime I'm on TV. And then we've got the main event with the Grim Reaper taking on Lex Demise, who was main eventing High Stakes last week, main eventing Chaos this week. How the mighty have fallen.
The irony being Chameleon main eventing next week.
Yeah, but we're not to previews yet, McNasty.
Yeah, but it's just fun to rub shit in his face.
Really? So he likes that German stuff?
That's right. He likes that Kaiser stuff.
No, and so Lex Demise, well, I would hope that he would win. Nothing against, the Grim Reaper dude or whoever he was fighting there. But actually, I think by not knowing his name, that was disrespect. So, anyway, you know, the guy was just the world champion, so I don't think he should be losing on Chaos, but what the hell do I know?
He lost to Corey Lazarus. I mean, that's pretty much his sad anyway, so.
Yeah, but again, Corey Lazarus has got the broken clock type of thing going on, so. Now, let's get to the important show, Rampage, which starts off with Razor. He's gloating because he is now the full 100% owner of the PWA.
Yeah, whatever.
There's something creepy about seeing that guy in a suit.
Yes.
It doesn't fit him.
To me, nothing's changed anyway. It's like one summer's for another. It's still going to be the same amount of fines and same amount of bullshit.
he talks and
speaking of us being so low on funding in this place, he rubs in about how he's willing to fine you like a cop trying to make the minimal amount for the month.
Yes, this really is. He's trying to hit the quota, and
he needs money from Mascara.
Yeah. So then we've got our special guest Deacon Frost and his friend came out. So why don't you tell us what you talked about a little bit there, Deacon?
I pretty much just had to handle the situation that happened at the pay-per-view, talking about SNS and his little toy boy, Mr. John Cage. You know, just trying to explain to the people why such lowlifes would even attempt to touch greatness like the Deadpool.
All right.
What I didn't get about that promo was, like, you had all these fans chanting Deadpool, but I want to know, like, why you feel the need to pre-tape people chanting your name.
It's no pre-chanting. It's the fans love us.
He was in the office with Razor whenever, you know, he's like, can I borrow the tape machine when you're done with it? All right. We've got Fire. Fire's talking to Bud Adams, the lovely Bud Adams. So what the hell is Fire going to say? He is a great man. That's awesome. PX loves Bud Adams.
He ain't talking platonically.
Well.
Oh, it's a man love, but it's not dirty or anything like that. It's special.
He doesn't love him in a gay way. It's like a prison way. So yeah, Fire is pissed at Psycho Sandra. Legend Nightmare come out. They talk and Riona's out there, and there's just a whole lot of people that I don't like very much talking right now. Ledge, Riona, Nightmare, you know, I just don't have any respect for him after he kissed my ass, like, you know, 2 weeks ago on PWA Radio. So they talk, and I wish one of them was here to recap it because, you know, that's what I like to do. But we have a match. Like 3 hours into the show, we have our very first match. The PWA Television Championship match with the champion Kindred taking on Michael Flatley. So, anybody want to talk about the match at all? Or did they not really pay attention? Were they too busy gearing up for the big Battle Dome match?
It was an exciting match. I'll give him that. I mean, Michael Flatley sure actually put up a fight for once. And gotta feel kind of sick. Bad for Kindred. This guy's so far gone, he's just willing to hand over the match, essentially. Taking the whole martyr pose and just let Strader knock the hell out of him. 1, 2, 3, we have a new TV champ.
All right. Well, you know, it's about time. He's only been, like, I think he's gone up for, like, damn near every title so far, so you got to win eventually. So good for our former friend there.
You know what? If you can't win the number 5 title after 3 tries, you might as well go for the number 6 title.
Well, yeah. You just keep on going. Corey Lazarus talks very, very briefly. And he talks about MySpace. Why is our world champion goofing off on MySpace? That's not.
Stalking his ex. I mean, for God's sakes. This guy, anywhere you've seen Erica lately, you watch long enough.
Oh, yeah.
Now the shadows. I think I saw him digging through a trash the other day.
Oh, it looks like the tape guy's got something fucked up here, because the O'Connor boys come out to talk a little bit, and introduces the 0-2 O'Connor boys, and the crowd, of course, is chanting 0-2, but actually, as we discussed previously, they're now 1-2, so yeah.
That could just be another foul-up with the technicalities now that my brother's in charge.
Or it could be that the O'Connor boys are not that smart.
I would agree with that. I'd rather go that my brother screwed up than that O'Connor boys are, you know, not that smart. Because
well, you know what?
That's just better for me.
Yeah,
the O'Connors aren't anything special. So, I mean, they beat Might and Magic. That doesn't say much.
Well, the Might and Magic were the former champs. They did beat the Brothers Grimm, Lunatic.
Something that Great A Nastiness has never been.
Yeah, exactly. Eh. Yeah, not only have they never been, but Great A Nastiness has never taken, you know, they've never beaten the Grimms, the finest tag team ever to grace the PWA. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, McNasty. Or I guess your IV tube tonight. So, What?
The finest tag team ever to grace PWA?
Ah.
Get this material. When did they become the finest tag team?
About
the Brothers Grimm?
About 8 years ago.
And about 12 titles ago.
Yeah, exactly. About 12 titles ago.
Who are they in that group? Who are they beating?
Everybody.
Everybody?
Except.
Well, except for, of course, the Deadpool. But the Deadpool's kind of, I believe the term is Johnny-come-latelys. So, and really, who's the Deadpool beat? The O'Connor boys and I'm not even going to say that they beat Project X and me because Ledge and a pair of handcuffs kind of screwed that match all up. I think there should be a rematch, but that's not really the point. So
I've been meaning to talk to Ace about that cameraman.
Excuses.
Yeah, you know, I would actually be doing it right now, except for the fact that I had a slightly brutal match tonight, so I'm not really up for it at the moment. But
I would like to say I properly predicted the ending of your match.
How's your nose, Rob?
Mine, it's fine. Fine. Some cocaine, I'm cool. All right, we had a singles match with... I'm just going to say it. The lesser half of Grade A Nastiness, Alex Wilkie, taking on the Mega Bitch Fire.
I think it'd be appropriate if Chameleon went over this match tonight, don't you, Rob?
I would like that. Why don't you tell us about this match?
It was a good match. I liked how that turned out.
I'm sure.
It turned out the only way it was going to turn out. Fire got a revenge on Alex Wilkie after his two wins over her in BWF, and she proved herself to be superior.
Oh, yeah, she really proved herself, seeing that she had the crutch the whole time.
You mean a literal crutch, or do you mean like chameleon?
I mean chameleon.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Rob, you're the one gloating about metaphors. You should be able to follow.
You know, I kind of hit my head a little earlier tonight, so cut me some fucking slack.
And this show is full of unbelievable snipe, because not only did you have people chanting for the Deadpool earlier, but then you have two women fighting over Chameleon.
Yes.
That was entertaining, wasn't it?
And I think you mean unlikely. That was unlikely.
Very unlikely.
We had a singles match with Corey Lazarus, the world champion, taking on Ronald Langley, the Grizzly Beer champion. And both of these guys, I don't even know if there was a match. I think it was just entrances for 15 minutes, and then they both left. Does that sound about right?
Well, I know there was a lot of interference with the MOA, and
it
ended up being a no contest. So, I mean, nothing happened there. It was a waste of space.
Nice.
And then the viral infection of my ears when Matt decided to rant.
Lazarus is a member of the amount of times to come back from the dead.
So we've got a commercial here for a band called The Blood Corps, which basically makes me want to go to the local Hot Topic and just like slap the shit out of some people. We've got a tag.
That's great. That's great for our promoters, Rob. Thanks.
That's
yes, because without the promoters, you're going to be out of business there, Rob. So. And these are official. These are official sponsors. I guess somebody's going to go
over that promotion money, and you do things like reinforce the cage that I'm in 20 feet above the ground.
I can second
that. I have no say in that. Why do you keep talking to me about it?
Oh, this is a royal. This is not you. This is just everybody. You.
Why are you taking everything so personal?
Yeah. Man? Yeah. I guess it's
because you haven't gotten over the fact that I'm no longer in charge. Apparently, because you keep pointing it out. You want to talk about it, you go talk to my brother about it.
I would hope that the people in charge are listening to this fine, fine promotional vehicle that we produce each and every weekend for them. Even when we're broadcasting live from the hospital, Phoenix General Hospital here.
And I would hope they would take the hint that their wonderful staff is giving them and learn to reinforce the fucking cage.
Yeah, speaking of which, you know, like Nasty and I have to share a goddamn room. That's just fucking retarded. They won't even spring for
private. If I watch them change his goddamn bedpan one more time, I swear to God I'm going to cut myself.
Look, I apologize for that, but I drank a lot of Yoo-Hoo before the match, and I... What can I do? Yeah, so, you know, some of this promotional money could really come this way. Anyway, we had a tag team match with Matthew Engel and Chameleon versus the Deadpool. So, wow.
Match of the night.
Like a huge vortex of suck. Did you see the main event?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the main event, if the main event is not match of the fucking quarter, then something's fucking rigged. But anyway. So, we had the Deadpool. We got another couple of posers. on a whole lot of entrances. But, you know, we got two of the competitors here, so please, please talk about this little slice of suck on Rampage.
You mean the best match on Rampage?
Well, up until the Battle Dome, sure.
I think that's probably the only thing that Frost and I can agree on is that it was best match of the night.
I think they must have left the arena after their match or something with their thumbs up their asses or something.
You guys, you know, yeah, you beat each other up in a cage. Big deal. We put on a clinic. We put on the type of match that people want to see. And it came out way it was going to come out, just as I told Frost last week.
Oh, that's awesome, because quite frankly, the only clinic going on in the PWA is when you go there after Riona Langley. So
dirty.
And that's a burn, just not in that sense.
Yeah, that's a burn in so many ways.
Well, come on, Frost, speak up about this match. You're the one who said you were coming out on top and being the winner. What happened?
That's what I thought. I will admit, you guys won. I'm man enough to admit it. You know, everybody gets lucky every once in a while. It's just more than once in a while
if you were throwing up. But
it's my fear of homos. You know, my homophobia came out, and I couldn't properly wrestle the match because I was so worried about you and your partner. It just disturbed my concentration, and it wasn't allowing me to focus fully.
That totally redeems it for me.
So it sounds to me like. I think you just confirmed the fact that the Deadpool will never be able to beat Grade A Nastiness then.
But it's all right, though. I'm petitioning for a rematch. I'm going to wear some plastic gloves, maybe a bodysuit.
And a condom.
To protect against any type of diseases you guys may have carried.
Come on.
You know,
well, granted, you were against the virus. I can understand that.
Actually, he's probably more concerned about the fact that Riona was in the ring earlier and he could pick up something. God.
He just has to come up with his own excuses.
Speaking of which, we do have those bodysuit standard for anyone who has to fight Riona. You could probably borrow one.
Yeah. We had a feud-ending match with Project X and Erica Engel. What the hell happened there? I thought the feud was over like months ago, but...
They never really had a one-on-one match to really determine the best of the two, because after Enika was damaged before or her supposed...
Who the hell are you talking about now? We're talking about Erica Engel and Project X.
We're going to have a disagreement on pronunciation there forever, so you might as well just believe it. Believe what I say.
This is not a potato-potato kind of thing. This is you're just pronouncing it wrong.
Potato-potato.
And you're reading it wrong. It kind of evens out.
No, you're not in charge.
You don't write the roster. I don't have to listen to shit you say.
Yeah, you're not in charge anymore. You don't know shit. all that really matters to me is... what the fuck did you do? You just, like, dropped her from 30 feet up. Is that right?
Oh, no, it was 30 feet last time. It was only 15 feet this time, but I made sure I finished the job this time. So if that feud wasn't finished months ago, it's definitely finished now.
I just wonder why it took you so long to win the match.
Maybe he was enjoying it.
I think he was enjoying himself.
I'm just saying, if you can't beat up a bitch, I mean, it explains why you lost against the Deadpool. If you can bitch beat a woman, it just shows you're never going to beat us.
I can argue for Project Dex there. When you know you've got the match in hand, sometimes it's just fun to keep it going and, you know, just throw the bitch around the ring.
I wasn't in this match to win the match. I was in here to finish Anita Engel or Erica Engel.
If I was in the ring with Project X, it would have been him taking the drop and losing in a lot shorter time.
But you were in the ring with Project X.
And he lost. So see, if it was a one-on-one, he just would have lost quicker.
Not really. I can't wait. All right, I'm just going to say Retribution needs to be Project X versus Deacon Frost.
I'll pay to watch that.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Let's make it better. Deacon Frost, Project X, Last Man Standing.
Oh, you do not want to go there.
Are you?
I tell you, rent a DVD. You rent a DVD of Who's Man.
Wait. You're going to give up your guaranteed tag title shot to go one-on-one with Project X at Retribution?
Oh, no. I'm putting it on the line against Project X at Retribution.
You're not making any sense, man.
Yeah, we kicked your ass harder than we thought, apparently.
Deacon, buddy, you know, like, there's a guy named Grifter who used to work here. Why don't you go challenge him to an I Quit match first?
Maybe what he's saying is he wants to do it on Rampage before Retribution.
No. I will face him at Retribution because I want to beat his ass on a pay-per-view level. And then the following week, on the following Rampage, if he beats me,
when?
Then he can go ahead and take the title shot and get a title shot on that show.
You just want the prestige of having your name associated with
me. Okay, fine. I have a question for you. What about the Razor Dolls? What do they get? Because they're assigned to defend the tag titles at Retribution.
Well,
and they're supposed to go against you.
Let me throw this out there. Let me throw this out there, if I may.
Okay.
What are the O'Connor boys up to? They love the street fight. They issued another challenge for another street fight.
Go.
O'Connor boys sounds good to me.
They've already got that match next week, actually.
Against the Razor Dolls?
Yes.
Wow. Holy shit.
I tell you something, Deacon. You're going on about beating bitches. Let's see till after you take on the Razor Dolls.
Okay, you know what? I'll even make it a lot more better for you guys. I'll pull double duty. I'll face the Razor Dolls, and then you can have me face Project X right afterwards.
Well, I don't know how you're going to do that when I'm going to be number one contender in the main event.
I thought we talked about that, PX, where you were going to help me win, and I was going to maybe hit you up, you know, with a favor later.
Yeah, I've been meaning to have a chat with you about that.
Oh, the favor, like you're going to go
the favor.
Like I was going to give him a title shot or something later. Or a cookie.
You got to earn one first.
We're going to have some renegotiations.
Fuck.
I may not be in charge, but I can definitely put the word out. Project X versus Deacon Frost, last man standing at Retribution. We'll see what happens.
All I can suggest, Deacon, is that you rent a DVD of Who's the Man and see what it takes to put away a man like me.
Yeah,
you don't want to go there.
Yeah, and you're not going to have Chameleon and Joe Boxer to come out here and you know, save your ass for all.
That's right.
So let's talk about the best match of, quite frankly, the current incarnation of the PWA. What are you, like, time traveling now? You on Lost? No. We're talking about the Battle Dome match, the return of the Battle Dome. My favorite PWA signature match of all time.
Well, isn't it just ironic that all these signature matches you love, you don't do quite so well in?
Oh, this is fantastic. Well, this...
Agree.
Yeah, like you fucking know anything. You're challenging PX over here. I
on the same card, you already have a match, so, yeah.
So,
that's how confident I am.
So, yeah.
Stupid would be the word.
The Battle Dome match is a fantastic match. It is a match that, quite frankly, because of this match, we now have a new, like, megastar in the PWA in Mark Bignasty. And quite frankly, I'm not even going to take all the credit for that. I'm going to take half the credit for it, but the other half of the credit, of course, goes to the Battle Dome. So you are so welcome, Mark. We pushed you to that next level. I'm very proud of myself. That's what I do, is I make stars. Corey Lazarus and now Mark Bignasty. It's a fantastic feeling deep down inside.
Yeah,
so,
you just...
Yeah.
Go on, Bob. I love listening to you suck up.
Suck up to what? I'm not... All right, in case you really kind of missed this, I'm not sucking up to you. I'm putting myself over at your expense. Do you understand how this really works?
Well, I understand. I understand that you don't want to tell the world how much I suck anymore because you lost to the guy who's the lowest piece of shit in the PWA. It doesn't make you look good.
He admits it. It's a miracle.
Let's talk about how All right, first off, let's just talk about the rules of the Battle Dome so people can understand exactly what happens. It's a cage suspended about 20 feet up off the ring, or off the floor. And basically, you fight. There's all sorts of weapons in there. You win by having your opponent hit the ground. All right? Now, previous Battle Domes, it was actually an actual ring that was suspended. Like, they put these four cables down, hooked them around the ring post, and pulled the ring up. This time, it was actually a steel mesh, like, fencing type of thing, like cage. Like a box made out of this, you know, like, fencing material. Instead of an actual ring that was up suspended. And that was actually part of the problem. It was actually maybe a more brutal match because of that. You know, your footing was not as good.
Just get away from that damn cage.
Exactly. No matter which way you go, there's cage. You fall down and there's fucking cage. It was a rough match for sure. My main downfall, though, is, you know, you threw me out of the cage. I grabbed the door, climbed up.
8-ball corner pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
How that didn't get quoted at the moment, I no idea.
That's a very good point. So I climb all the way up, and I'm like, you know what? Here I am all the way at the fucking top, standing on the top of this cage, a good, you know, 35, 40 feet above the floor. And fuck it. I'm going for the fucking flame, or the ashes, rather. It would fly an elbow drop for those of you that are stupid. And, you know, all night long I've been referencing the fact that Razor has not put any money into reinforcing these cages that I've got to wrestle in. And, you know, the force of the elbow drop along with Nasty's big ass basically collapsed the floor of the cage, and we both went falling down. Probably not my best decision to do that, you know, knowing that the cage was maybe not as sturdy as it could have been had it been an actual ring. And we both actually fell quite far. Hit the ring that was still set up below us, collapsed that ring, and it was just through, tumbling as we were falling that sheer happenstance that I happened to hit the actual ring first. So, you know, come to think of it, I don't think either of us have hit the ground yet, because we hit the ring, and then the paramedics immediately put us on the gurneys and took us to the ambulance, took us to the hospital, put us in the beds here.
I just want to stand up to go to the bathroom wins.
Oh, well, fuck it. I'm not leaving. Get me a catheter.
Come sooner. Somebody get me a personal trainer, and maybe I can move my legs again by next week.
So, yes. Yeah, we'll tell you next week who won. But no, that was an outstanding match. And I made McNasty look fucking good, even though, you know, I unfortunately broke the cage. Maybe next time we'll actually reinforce a little bit better so I can, whenever I'm kicking ass, I won't, you know, destroy the entire thing.
It's like you get cuffed to reinforce something else so you don't have something broken again.
Yeah, normally I wear a cup. I don't know why the hell I wasn't. It's all this fucking Yoo-Hoo. So yeah, the greatest Battle Dome match in the history of Battle Dome, and probably the greatest match in the history of the PWA.
I second it.
So there you go, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about what's coming up next week that you will have to look forward to. And hang on.
That sound you're listening for sound like you want some more. Come around once or twice, someone thought it might be nice. But we don't care about it. We don't care about it. No, no. What's that sound you're feeling for? Sounds like you want some more. Funny how to get in the day, same feeling as yesterday. But we don't care. Some more.
and we're back with all sorts of disgusting talk going on. Hope you enjoyed the break, because I sure as hell didn't. Now we're going to talk about what's coming up on May 30th. We've got Rampage. We got Chaos.
Lightning must have struck.
Yeah. Chaos is going to be... Well, we got Bronx Williams versus the Iceman, Kyle Stevenson. Stevenson, of course, a huge favorite in this match. We got Nightmare.
Going for two. He's going for two in a row, too.
See if the Iceman can put Williams.
Yeah, he's not going to do it. Just say salute.
Put Williams on ice. That was what I was going for before Deacon had to interrupt.
Quite frankly, if Williams can't beat Stevenson, there ain't no way that the Deadpool's beating the Razor Dolls. But there you go.
I'm actually pulling for Stevenson so he doesn't have to change his face again.
You know, one day Stevenson asked me if I would pull for him, and I'm like, dude, I'm a fan, but not that much. we got Al. God damn it. Sorry about that. The nurse came and she hit my fucking arm, and I'm, God damn it. Nightmare versus Ledge. Nightmare, maybe? I don't like Ledge. He's a motherfucker.
They're part of the same stable, so I'm assuming my brother's just putting them against each other as, I don't know, a show match, an actual, you know, heaven forbid, a wrestling
match. Wait, we have those?
Match.
Maybe it's just because your butter's a prick.
I agree with that statement.
We got Scar versus Virus, so 2 weeks in a row now that Engel has been relegated to Chaos. Speaking of 2 weeks in a row relegated to Chaos, we have the once mighty and now rather sad and pathetic Chameleon taking on the Grim Reaper for a number one contendership for the TV title. What the hell? That's like a bigger fall than what the hell is that dude's name? Lex Devise. What?
Well, Chameleon must be ashamed because I think he just walked out of the room to go get something to drink or something so he could conveniently disappear.
Oh, that cocksucker. All right. Well, anyway, there you go. That's your Chaos. For Rampage, we got a Grizzly Bear title match with champion Riona Langley taking on Duff. Riona's definitely going to win because Duff can't beat a woman. The PWA television title match is going to be Fire versus Michael Flatley.
Rob, if I may interrupt, I think the nurse wants to give me a sponge bath, so maybe we should get some of that technical difficulty music.
You know what? Here's a good idea. Why don't you see if you can get her to walk you down the hall and take care of that for you?
But buddy, I know you wouldn't want to miss the main event of tonight.
She said it wasn't a big deal. We've got the Razor Dolls taking on the O'Connor Boys, which is, you know what? Fuck it. The O'Connor Boys are going to win. Non-title matches, Corey Lazarus versus Razor in a big who the fuck cares. And then we have a gauntlet match, a five-man gauntlet match for number one contendership to the world title. The winner will, of course, be fighting for the world title at Retribution. It basically starts off with two men. Whenever one of them is defeated, then he leaves, and then the next person comes. And it goes on until there's finally a winner. The participants will be Lex Demise, then Project X, the Phoenix, and then Mark McNasty versus Grade A Alex Wilkie. So that means that conceivably in the ring, Grade A nastiness could finally implode in front of us, as I've been predicting for months now.
You like that way too much.
What?
Nothing.
I don't know what you just said.
You'd like that way too much.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something about you way too much. And I'm like, what? That's why the fucking cage broke. Yes.
Well, I did see a lot of cellulite on when you were coming down, just sort of wiggling in the air when you were coming for me with that elbow.
Are you suggesting I have, like, arm flab?
I'm suggesting that maybe the Phoenix
isn't as prominent anymore. I'm like a 60-year-old elementary school teacher? That doesn't make any sense. You might.
I don't have to imply anything. I know what I saw.
All right, whatever. I don't think you actually saw much of anything. I think you were knocked the fuck out. But anyway, so that's going to be next week's events. And then, of course, we do have Retribution coming up at some point in the fairly near future. Right now, the matches are looking like Nightmare is going to be taking on the IC champion. Nightmare is going to be taking on Matthew Engel. Corey Lazarus will be taking on one of the guys we just talked about. We'll, of course, have a TV title and Grizzly Bear titles. And the Razor Dolls right now are booked to take on the Deadpool. But who the hell knows what's going to happen? Maybe, what?
And potentially we got that bonus match of Deacon Frost versus PX in a Last Man Standing match.
I'm excited to see that, so.
Deacon Frost, last
Not as excited
stand.
As me.
Ratings. That's all it is, baby. You better hope you win this number one contendership match, Project X. Because if you don't, the ass whooping you're going to receive at the pay-per-view is really, really not going to make you happy.
You really like to run that mouth, don't you? There's ways of shutting the...
You can come on and give it a try, big boy. I am right here. I am always willing to beat somebody down.
Trust me, you haven't got enough for what I'm going to bring.
You know, for Deacon Frost's admitted homophobia, he sounds like he's awfully anxious to get probed by Project X. Anybody else noticing that, or is it just me?
Are you saying that...
Project a lot of people X are anxious to get probed by me.
Are you saying that from experience, Rob?
I don't believe I've ever been probed.
Rob hasn't been probed. He does love talking about when Project X goes and probes people. It's one of his favorite hobbies to watch that.
Oh, I tell you, I do enjoy watching Project X probe people. I enjoyed watching him probe like Erica Engel and just numerous. But Razor, man, oh man, did I love watching him probe Razor.
I heard Rob has a DVD of the best probes.
Yeah, and I wouldn't mind being a guest on there. You know, I would love to probe Erica Engel one of these days.
Yeah.
See, I think you're just going to have to settle for me probing you.
Yep, that's
I think I'd have to have some time to prepare for that. I don't know if I'm flexible enough for you to probe.
Oh, we'll find out on Friday.
Yes, this conversation is taking a disturbing turn. We're going to take a quick break while I try to get McNasty to fall out of bed and lose the match, and we will come back and we will have a magical interview. Please stick around.
Woohoo!
Come on, girl. Yeah, it's me, Jackie Murphy. Give me that look. That's right. Let's get sweaty. Let's get real sweaty. I'm talking rainforest sweaty. I'm talking swamp sweaty. Let's fill the bathtub full of sweat.
Sexy. Love me sexy. Baby, are you ready to lick me sexy?
Lick me sexy.
Take off your shoes and suck me sexy.
Suck me sexy.
Baby, we're naked and we're humping sexy. Says love me, your mind says sexy.
Love me sexy.
Everyone wants to love me sexy.
Love me sexy.
Baby, are you ready to lick me sexy?
Lick me sexy.
Take off your shoes and suck me sexy. With Jackie Mo. When I say love me, you say sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Love me sexy.
Sexy.
My zodiac signs are compatible. Clocking that ass from across the room. Your body says love me, your mind says sexy.
Sexy. Love me sexy.
Baby, who wants to love me sexy?
Love me sexy.
Baby, are you ready to lick me sexy?
Last 15 minutes, baby. that's what's been happening.
Love me sexy.
Yeah. Too late now. It's on.
Baby, who wants to love me sexy?
Hey, and we are back, and I was unsuccessful in, I was throwing stuff at McNasty, but motherfucker, he is like planted firmly in the middle of the bed, so there we go.
My arms, I would swear to God I would throw this bedpan at you.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not afraid.
Nope.
Now, of course, last week, for all of our apparently like 30-something loyal listeners, I was amazed. We keep saying we have 6 listeners. Apparently, we got like 30. So, go us. Are there even 30 people in the PWA? Like roster?
I think we're down to about 22 on the roster right
yes.
now.
Yes. So assuming everybody on the roster listens to the show, we have at least 8 fans. That makes me so... Or maybe somebody just keeps downloading it over and over again. Anyway,
that could be it too. So are you like boasting the numbers there by downloading a few times yourself there, Rob?
Yeah. So anyway, we got Deacon Frost with us. He apparently we didn't get media clearance to talk to him last week. We got cut off because his agent is apparently a huge prick. We cleared out those issues this week, so we now have official media clearance to an interview with Deacon Frost. And, you know, since we've got PX in the studio, and I think maybe I set up a match for Retribution. I think I'm going to take credit for this. So let's just talk a little bit. So Frost, buddy... What the hell are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'm pretty much going to have an easy night facing the Razor Dolls, who pretty much are not going to be any much of a competition. So I figure, hey, let me just go ahead and just start working on breaking the one guy who's big enough to pose a little challenge to me and get him in the ring.
Are you talking about Hank Serbia?
No.
Oh, okay.
What is that, Hank Serbia? They look alike, though. They look alike without the mask, but no.
Maybe it sounds like you did a little more damage to Deacon's head than we originally thought.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so, now PX, you you know, you are one of these legendary PWA legends. A legendary legend you are.
It's a lot of legend.
It's a lot. Well, you're a lot of guy. So,
very true.
What the fuck do you think about this? So, like, essentially a rookie coming in here. I'm sorry, since people get so upset about this because they say, "Well, you're disrespecting everything that I did before I was in the PWA." It doesn't fucking matter what you did before you were in the PWA.
See, you know the score, Rob. You know the score.
Yes.
As it, yeah, have these people, these young folk, they don't have the respect for the elders anymore.
That's right.
As it, you had him earlier there. He's going on about how you take care of bitches. But for someone who's going on about taking care of bitches, he's really looking to get a bitch slap.
Oh, that's awesome. Quote of the moment right there.
I can say, yeah, I'm a PWA rookie. But I've been around long enough to face guys who are a lot bigger, a lot better, pretty much almost as ugly as Project X.
Well, come on now. That's not fair. That's not fair. You leave Razor out of this.
All right, I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Well, just before the show went on air, McNasty was complimenting how nice my outfit looked.
Well, it is a particularly nice jumpsuit tonight. Did you get that steam pressed?
Oh, yeah. You know.
But no, to be honest with you, Rob, this is a match that a lot of people have talked about. You got two of the biggest, baddest, violent guys in the company. What perfect way to make the fans happy than to let the two big bastards destroy each other?
See, you're just looking to associate your name with mine and bring the ratings. See, I've proven that I'm the biggest and I'm the baddest. You ain't doing shit.
Your name doesn't mean crap in the world of crap. I've proven I can beat anybody one-on-one.
If I may interject...
By beating people in tag teams?
PX, buddy, buddy. Did you prove you're the biggest and the baddest that night when I pinned you? Is that what you're talking about?
Try take me on one-on-one and then we'll see who's talking.
I've been waiting for it. I've been asking for it for months, but it just ain't happen.
Ooh. Wait, I'll just pray that I get you in the gauntlet match and then we'll show who's the boss there.
Sounds good, baby.
If there's anything left of him, I'll be more than happy to shovel up what's left of PX and just dump him at your doorstep so you can get a few stomps in. I have no problem with that.
See, these people always trying to drag a superstar like me down. Like, here I am on my way to the main event of Retribution with a gauntlet match on Friday. And this guy is trying to rein in on my parade.
Listen, I am all for you winning that match. No, I want you to lose the match. Because if you win the match, then I may not be able to get my hands on you. I want you to lose the match so I can whoop your ass. Because people just keep thinking that you're better than me. And that's just far, far, far from the truth.
Even if I win the match, I'm sure I can make time for the small potatoes. Because if I win that match, I'm going through four people. So what's winning the world title and whipping your ass in one night?
It's going to hurt going into the world title match, possibly crippled. I'm telling you, it's going to just slice your chances down in the middle.
I say all talk, no action. I could win that world title with one hand tied behind my back in a wheelchair.
Careful, if Razor hears that, he might make you.
Yeah, that's...
No, he'll just restart the match a bunch of times until I finally lose.
Somebody's having fun. I don't know who it is, but somebody. Man, so
get
really...
Get off that tranny granny website, but McNasty.
Tranny granny, that's awesome. And it's like you can just read my mind. But
Rob, you can't see on the side of the room since your head's in that brace, but Chameleon's over here playing with the nurse's station, putting in that you're not allergic to peas, so enjoy lunch tomorrow, buddy.
I'm not allergic to pea?
Peas.
Because I produce
that. You should have said peanuts. That would have been easier to understand.
Yeah, I don't understand what you're talking about. That's not a rare thing.
He's accusing me of changing what you're allergic to on your sheet so that they feed you something that gives you a rash. But I already heard that you had Riona in earlier, so that's already covered.
Yeah, that was... I figured in a hospital that was the safest place to do it. That was not a real good idea. I wish I hadn't done that now. So, anyway, there's typing going on.
My apologies. While I may not be in charge anymore, it seems that they've decided that I get to be the one to update the website. So, my apologies. While I'm listening to you two ramble on, I am following through with what I was told to do, which includes at this very moment officially booking the Project X versus Deacon Frost match at Retribution. Go, you guys.
Love.
It's like music to my ears. We've lost a few roster members here. Are you prepared
Isn't it cool that you can challenge someone and have it just become legit right then and right there? You don't have to worry about sending in an email or going to the PWA offices. Right here on radio, we make things happen right away.
As I already took out one roster member this week, you're about to lose another.
Well, it wasn't such a big loss.
That is true. Annie Engel off the roster is a good job.
So, yeah. God, this has been rather easy. I just have to sit back and people are just keep talking and talking and talking.
It's very odd for you to be lost for words, Rob.
Well, it wasn't a lost for words. It was I was conserving my words because it kind of hurts to breathe. And I don't want to have to talk too much. But so basically, you're how many times world champion are you, PX?
Two. I'm about to become three.
Nice. Really? Overall, only twice so far? Are you counting?
Only twice, but I made them count.
Oh. Well, that's a little disappointing. That's but even still, that's two more than old Frosty's got, right?
Those and how many do you have there, Phoenix?
I think I got a couple. So yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. What?
That seems to be your catchphrase tonight, Rob.
I know. I it's hard to come up with stuff whenever I'm all fucked up on morphine, or at the very least, no Yoo-hoo.
The morphine and Vicodin cocktail is pretty nice.
One. Phoenix has one world title.
No. See, you're not counting the one that happened.
Eric Co-Rain.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Eric Draven.
Yeah. So.
Oh, the Co-Rain. There we go.
So you had one and a half.
One and a half.
No. It actually, I'm going to count that as two all by itself because I really had to carry that fucker's ass. That was,
even though he yelled the title after you.
Through shenanigans, I'm sure. I don't remember any of it. Actually, at some point, what was the date on that title reign, if I could get that?
Started on July 10th, with Dr. Demise, 2002.
Okay.
And between the two of you, you held it for, it says 60 days here for Phoenix, I believe, and Demise held it for, 7-10-17, it looks like Phoenix held it for 7 days. It says 17, but I think somebody did the math wrong.
That sounds more appropriate for Phoenix.
I don't think that's right. I do know that I was As I was looking up previous events to study previous Battledome matches, I did see a title defense that I had where I was a member of the MOA, and I was accompanied to the ring by Silverback and Night Striker. And I did have a successful title defense against Jay, if memory serves. It was
everybody had a successful title defense against Jay.
Oh, come on, Jay was a pretty good wrestler. And I will also have you know, Showtime did not have a successful title defense against Jay. So,
okay, to clarify, you did win the title with Draven on June 30th. You were declared co-winners at Battledome. I wouldn't be surprised if we both fell out of the cage or something and landed at the same time. Anyway, then Demise apparently got Draven for his half, and then Demise beat you for the other half. So Demise with both.
Yeah, that guy you carried for whatever time Draven was the guy who held it for 60 days.
Whatever. Anyway, that was 6 years ago. What's important is coming up at Retribution. So we've got basically, in my mind, Project X and I are the number one contenders to the tag team titles. We got a guy who thinks he's the number one contender to the tag team titles.
Perfectly fine with me. You guys go have your little tag title match, and the main event, Mark McNasty, is going to go on to Retribution to win that world title from Corey Lazarus when I beat him for a third time.
Now, that's interesting that you would say that, because what's your little girlfriend, Grade A Alex Wilkie, going to think about that shit?
Wilkie... We just have to see who gets in that ring at what time, Rob.
I think McNasty's walking away with a big Mac nothing.
That wouldn't be a shock. And Chameleon's off to fucking harass the nurses or something again.
And good grab riddance. Ass.
And good riddance, I say. Well, I was getting sick of playing grab ass over there in your half of the room. That was a little... that was not good. So,
he just enjoys having fun with those people who can't fight back.
So anyway, Frost,
take your time.
That was our minute silence for Circa.
Yeah, that was actually me muting my microphone so I could sneeze. sorry. But, I was actually going to say, you're looking, you know, the Razor Dolls, they're girls, they're little, they're tiny, and they should be easy to beat. However, that having been said, they actually have taken down some of the big names in tag team wrestling in the PWA. So, really, does it matter to you if your match against them is before your match with PX? Do you really care?
I've already beaten Lisa. I've had history with her. I've beaten her every time we've matched up. So, that takes her out the equation. Which just leaves her partner, which I know is not going to beat me. So it doesn't matter if we come before my little meeting with PX or after my meeting with PX. Either way, I'm walking out of the pay-per-view tag team champion.
I see. And what about, because you were talking last man standing with PX. That's not going to be easy to, if you got a tag team match, you're coming into serious disadvantage because you're not going to be rusty. You're not going to be 100%. I don't care how easy it is for a man of your stature to beat the Razor Dolls.
Listen, in a match like last man standing match, especially against PX, it's the bloodlust. By the time I get to that match, I'm going to be on overdrive. I'm going to be ready for more violence.
I'll tell you something, Deegan. I'll do you a favor for that match. And I'll end it early. I'll whip your ass in the first 5 minutes, and you can get on to your tag match.
Welcome back, Camille. Did you have fun harassing the nurses?
I think my brother's just picking on me. I think he's just cutting me out any chance he gets.
Wait a minute now. Am I confused, or does Ledge look like Jared Leto?
No, you would be absolutely right.
Wow, so somebody really needs to kick his ass. Like, really?
He's suffering looking like
that. I'm sure I can clear some time in my schedule.
I'm not. See, that's what I like. That's why Project X is my tag team partner, not because it's randomly booked, but because he goes out and he kicks ass. That's why. In case anybody was curious.
Well, he's had a whole lot of free time ever since he stopped harassing Bud Adams, so.
I don't know. I have big plans for Bud.
Yeah, who said he stopped?
He's just me and him are like peas in a pod.
Man, Bud Adams is... I thought there was a restraining order.
Oh, no. I got that lifted.
Nice.
I'm going to have a positive influence on his new baby.
It just sounds so creepy. I don't even know what that's all about.
That's going to be an ugly kid.
So,
I think Bud is a good-looking guy. I think that babe's going to be better-looking than people think it is.
There's just something so wrong about this entire conversation.
As long as it doesn't come out wearing a mask, we're okay.
I don't know what you're implying.
I don't really know either, and but it's bothering me, and it feels wrong. It feels very, very wrong. So. I don't know what else is going on here in the big. Like I said, we got one guy that's bitten off way more than he can chew. We got
Leave PX alone.
I'm not talking about PX.
It is not fault
because PX he's got the Phoenix in his corner, baby, and I might have to be wheeled out there in my wheelchair, but I will be in Project X's corner.
You we just really set you up with a morphine drip.
Yes. What's that there, Frosty?
You really don't want to get reeled down to the ring. You may just want to stay in the back for this one.
Yeah, you know, we're not afraid of you because...
You don't have to be afraid of... You're just bringing one more weapon I can use to open his skull open.
I think we're mainly not afraid because the morphine Vicodin cocktail is pretty strong tonight.
That's true. It's hard to really be concerned about much anything whenever you can see the colors or hear the colors and see
smell the colors.
Oh, yes. Red smells so good.
Green smells like a sick monkey, so.
That's just wrong. And we got, what the hell's Chameleon? Are you going to be? Are you still there, Chameleon?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, it's hard to keep track. Are you going to be competing at Retribution?
I don't know yet. My plan is to win this week against Grim Reaper, go on and finish things off with Scott Nastrator and take the TV title as far as I can. Didn't get a chance to say it earlier. I'm sure somebody probably commented on me headlining Chaos instead of Rampage, but I've mentioned that I want to start at the bottom and earn my way to the top, unlike some of you that just keep getting a main event position without doing anything.
Must be talking to you, Rob.
That's what I'm thinking he's doing, except I'm pretty sure that I've done plenty.
I want to know who you are and what have you done with Chameleon?
He's like the third Summers brother. Daryl.
Well, there are three of us, so yeah.
Really? What happened?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the other one.
You don't remember Bloodlust?
No, I don't think I was around for that.
Well, you owned the company when he was in there chasing my brother and I down.
I don't know anything about this fool.
Fool's a good... Fool's a nice word for him. He's a total dick.
Do any of your brothers get along?
Well, normally my brother and I used to get along until this recent situation, but there's more to that than I'm going into.
Like a transformer, more than meets the eye. Yes! man.
Summer's name is so hated, can't even get along with each other.
Strange name drop there, Robinson.
What, the Transformers?
Yeah.
So speaking of which, you know what's a shame? And I'll tell you this. It's a shame that there's no Transformers ride at Universal Studios, the finest family theme park in Central Florida.
It's also a shame that video game sucked.
I didn't play the video game. But let me tell you what is awesome, and that's the new Simpsons ride at Universal Theme Park and Resort in Orlando, Florida. I've got an endorsement deal, by the way. I don't know if anybody...
I was going to ask you what the hell this was about.
Yeah.
There's not a Phoenix ride there, is there?
There is not a Phoenix ride. Well, they're working on one at Islands of Adventure, which is one of the two Universal theme parks and resorts in Orlando, Florida. And so there you go. I just wanted to throw that out there. So,
it's a special ride where you get dropped from a cage.
Because quite frankly, unless the Blood Corps are paying very, very well, I don't see Razor covering our medical expenses. So I got to earn a little bit while I'm here. Well,
I'm still living off my old BWF paychecks. Whew, David Blazing Wing's never going to make that mistake again.
Right. I don't even... yes. Why is he still paying you?
If you saw the amount of zeros on that check he gave me when I signed up with them last year. Woo! I didn't know that you could string that many together like that.
So that's why they closed. But
yeah, what you mean?
Yeah. They were all zeros. There were no other numbers in it.
Yeah. Oh, McNasty. You stupid idiot. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. And we're going to have some conversation and some stuff. A contest, people. We're having a contest tonight. So be sure to stick around. It's very exciting. All right, we are back. I just had to shut people up because they were talking about all sorts of cool stuff. This is the portion of the show. We are going to get to our interview with Daniel Warren, who is in charge of fucking Deacon Frost, Bronx Williams, here in just a minute. We didn't get to interview him last week, so we brought him back. And, yeah, I know, Andre, that I didn't get to do your OOC yet, and I'll get you back on, too. So don't please write a nasty hate mail to us.
Something so we don't have to listen to Rob talk about himself.
Yeah, there you go. But first, we have a the reason that Chris is on the show. He has a very important announcement for us. So please, what is it? What is the announcement?
The announcement is that PWA now has an official, real, label-produced band covering our theme song for Rampage. It's Blood Corpse, which was had a commercial on Rampage. It's Nina's band. She does Psycho Sandra. And they do concerts, and they got a CD coming out this summer. And she's the lead singer and gave endorsement to have one of their songs be the theme song for Rampage. And when they have their CD released this summer, she wants to put a thanks down to PWA for the inspiration.
Oh, very nice. Okay, so that would be her in the first picture. Is that right?
The Blood Quartz picture, she's down on the lower left.
Okay, yeah, I'm actually on their MySpace page, which is...
Yeah, the one with her with the goggles and the cigar, that's her.
A grenade, you mean?
Well, a grenade, I'm sorry. She has a cigar and all the other ones. I got confused there. But, we talked about it, and she's going to be producing the CD. I guess they're in post-production for the CD. They got some concerts going on right now on May 31st in Virginia. She invited me down, but there's just no way I'm going to get there. And she also started writing some lyrics for a Chameleon Sandra theme.
Oh, all right.
Which they're hoping to record later on this summer.
So does the theme song for PWA exist already, or is she making that one now?
Yes, it does. If you go to the website, if there's a box on the right, the radio thing, the second one, Into the Unknown, is the song that was chosen for Rampage's theme. So we have a real endorsement from a band who has a label for PWA Rampage now. And I think that's kind of a big deal. I hope that they go real far and make it big, but either way, we got something original that a lot of feds just can't lay claim to.
Besides PWA Radio, woo!
Yeah.
Yes. No, that's cool. I didn't recognize her in that picture, so that's all right.
Yeah, there's been some changes. But they've been good ones. She's done real well for herself. She's also, I believe, a graphic design teacher currently. So she's made it, and she'll be back in PWA by the end of the month.
Huh.
Ooh.
Until she has the tour.
Yeah, until she goes on tour. Yeah. But she's bringing Sandra back, and Nina Damon Macabre will be back.
Yeah, all right.
So,
I think it's
pretty big. Good thing going there. So that's the big announcement.
All right. Well, and we were just talking about, and people might find this interesting, why the main event of Rampage is going to be a gauntlet match rather than, why it's going to be a gauntlet match. So why don't you tell us about that real quick? Because somebody might be interested. I thought it was interesting.
Originally, I'd planned it just to be a five-man elimination match, but I decided to turn it into a gauntlet match for a couple reasons. The most obvious reason would be ease of writing. Getting five people in at one time, making sure everybody has the same amount of time to get in their moves and whatever. Whoever's going to write it was going to have a lot on their hands. And we've got some very talented writers, but we've had high stakes already. Kyle put in a great performance with his main event this last week, so I decided to turn it into a gauntlet match because it's five one-on-one matches. It makes it a little more difficult, yes, in terms of having to wait until the role players are over to actually write it, but it allows each one to be focused directly into their match, and just it's ease of writing, and we haven't done a gauntlet match yet in PWA.
All right. all right, so let's get right to this. So Daniel, you there?
Yeah, yes, sir.
So how long have you been involved in the e-fetting?
I've pretty much been around since the damn thing started. I've when it started, when it was strictly, you know, everybody pretending to be either, you know, The Rock, Stone Cold, Mick Foley, all the way up to the lovely email fed days, to the lovely days where no one did any writing, they just used simulators.
Oh, yeah, Zeus in it. Yes.
Yeah.
Hands of Dyson Zeus.
Yeah. who were your guys then?
When I first started, I was a big Raven fan, so nice. I really, really pretty much used Raven. I love the Raven character. It's probably one of the best written wrestling characters, period.
So is that why you use him for Williams?
That's why I use him for Williams. He was the inspiration for Williams. I mean, the character is just perfect. You know, be dark, deranged, and an asshole. I can do that. It comes natural. I can do that all the time. Like I said, I've been around. I've seen like a lot of different style of fetting through all the years. Like I've even seen them where people actually create characters on their like Nintendo 64 on their No Mercy, and they have their little matches and they tape the videos and they put the videos on the fed like an actual TV.
We actually did something like that. Chris, you remember the BWF league like that where Dave made all the characters on his SmackDown vs. Raw game and he would tell us like who won?
I remember something of that. Not very big. I mean, it wasn't a lot that was posted on the site that I recall.
It was just funny. The owner of BWF, he made every character of the roster. It was probably 30, 35 people into cause on one of the SmackDown vs. Raw games. And he would have them fight. He'd make a card and they'd have them fight on the game and he'd tell us like how the match went. It was just a cool little fun thing.
Actually, I was just talking to, I think, Thurston earlier this afternoon about what would be a cool project is to do that and then have the videos copied over to like AVI, MPG, whatever, put online and then use PW Radio to call the matches and then make it one of the shows. Well, that was a big reaction. We probably won't do that.
I'd
be up for calling it. That'd be cool. Me and Rob doing that, that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. That's tougher than you think. I'm a little embarrassed to tell this story, but what the fuck. Way back, this was like No Mercy or one of those THQ games. I don't know if it was a WWF one or a WCW one, but my friend and I, the guy who got me started watching wrestling again, we did that. We made we set up a pay-per-view, and I used it wasn't PowerPoint. It was like I think it was like the WordPerfect version of PowerPoint, and this was back in like 97, 98, I guess. And so I made like all the graphics for the pay-per-view with the intro, and then like little thing, you know, for like Rey Mysterio versus Ultimo Dragon, you know. And I found pictures on the internet, and I made all this shit. And then we did the matches without predetermined endings, and we taped it on like VCR, and then we went back and watched the entire like 3 or 4 hour process, and we recorded commentary, and then on a tape deck, and then we went through and dubbed the tape deck on top, and that's incredibly dorky, but like actual good play by plays is not easy to do. For all the people that are making fun of, Mike Adamley or whatever his name is from ECW for sucking so horribly. Like, it's tough. It's actually pretty tough. But yeah, that would be a fun thing to do, is to do some commentary as long as we're prepared to suck pretty badly.
Well, my plan would be to create. Yeah, well, I was thinking about creating one rampage that would have nothing to do with the current storylines. Just role play it, decide the winners, and then put the process through of creating the show with the AVI and the dubbing, and just release it later on down the line while the rest of the PWA continues on. It would just be kind of an interesting project, but it would be a matter of who's creative enough to go through and use the game to create the you know, the look for all the characters that would be involved. It'd probably just be like 5 matches and so on.
Yeah, see, why do you gotta say shit like that? Because
now you're interested.
A little bit.
A little. I don't know. It's just, we got so many different ideas. We were looking at doing a actual, you know, radio version of a Rampage at some point with the sound effects, this would just be an additional step.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
But anyway.
Yes. Yeah, so anyway, back to Daniel. I lost my train of thought here, but so you liked Raven. So how did you find out about the PWA?
I've actually been in feds with pretty much almost half the roster.
Uh-huh.
Whether it was in Apex or it was in High Competition, some of the guys I've worked with in OPW, Shoot Project, ICWL, just various feds, and we've all remained cool. That's the one thing I like about the e-fending thing. You make a lot of friends, and you tend to stay connected with them. But whenever they have a company that they feel is good, they always try to get you to come join. So that's pretty much what happened with me.
Oh, okay. And I got to say, you've got a really good wrestling voice, by the way. I thought that you were faking it, but apparently this is your actual voice. So that's kind of cool. A much better voice than most of us have here on the show. So.
I bet that was directed to me.
I do have to admit that when I read Chris's RP this week, I did think of the Dr. Demento voice the whole time.
When we had Daniel on last week, I was like, man, that dude's like really fucking into character. And no, it turns out he was just talking. So I thought that was pretty awesome. I was impressed.
If you ever go to the Ron Barker radio link,
uh-huh,
and you go to his OPW radio shows, go to the Matthew Canyon interview, and that's me totally in character using a whole voice, and it's just probably one of the funniest things I've done, because that actually ended up getting me a world title shot.
Oh, nice. Well, you know what, tonight you got a match with PX that's almost as good,
which I can't wait, because I like the PX character. I think when I was looking at the roster, I was like, well, there's no one my size. And then I came up on his profile. I was like, that would be an interesting match. That would be a very interesting match, especially with the history that we have from the previous show.
I am not trying to, like, keep stealing the light, but I really was serious earlier. Is Mike even still here?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
I was serious earlier. Like, from day one, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, the first week we were open after you did your first RPs, I went to Chris and I was like, you know what? I'd really like a match with PX if that could happen. And I guess he's just never had time to do it. I think at one point I even asked, hey, can we just randomly have a match? I think that was when I was IC champ, you were world. I just go to him. I'm like, why didn't you give me the match like you said you would? And he's like, oh, it couldn't happen this week. There's a storyline for it. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
I've kind of been in a pattern of facing the same people. I've been with Anika and Razor for like months.
Well, so one thing I try to do is I got tired of e-feds would just throw someone into a title match or a world title match main event, and the next week they're out of it, someone else into it. The consistency of your work, a lot of you, is what keeps you up there, and I'm trying to blend some new people in and slowly phase some out. But
are you talking about me?
Amazingly, you still got a world title shot possibility coming up here. So, you know, I mean, come on. Oh. You're taking so many losses, and yet you're still smiling. It's like, I got to keep – it's like, finally, someone I can constantly job and still wants to play.
Yeah, I was noticing that. I'm like, I'm apparently good enough to get the matches, but not good enough to win any of them.
Well, you're going to have to talk to Joe and Kyle sometimes, too, when it comes to the voting process.
Didn't I make a point of that in my match, like something about, yeah, you always get the main event, but winning it's a whole different situation?
Yeah, actually, that was in your last one, and I wish I could reply, because I'm like, dude, you know, fucking at least I'm there. That's all that really matters.
It's like when I was in HIC, I think the Fed was open for 9 months. There were 7 pay-per-views, and I headlined 5 of them, and only won one of them. So I know how you feel. I've been there. you're like your main event headlines jobber to the stars or something.
Yeah, I'm essentially Christian in the WWE. Excellent, or Chris Jericho for that matter.
Rob, you're guaranteed to win and to be in the main event. Go you.
Yeah.
It's bad enough when Kyle Stevenson got a title before you.
Yeah. I think I've only had one title match.
Might Magic, huh?
Yeah, Might and Magic won one.
Well, yeah, that's true. So, see?
That was off of Jarrett, which is always a rewarding experience, even though it was a Jarrett at half speed. But Jarrett, nonetheless.
Yep, and you were also way more focused than that one, too, than you had been. I mean, because you cut great promos, but unfortunately, we keep putting you up against guys who cut just a little bit better.
You know, cough, Kyle, cough. Hey, hi.
Well, you're lucky. Joe
was
very
happy
with it.
I love that whole rant you put in your last promo against McNasty about the power of cowhide.
that was good. That was very good.
That was a blatant attempt at quote of the moment.
Well, Kyle actually chose the quote of the moments for this week. The two that are on there both came from Kyle.
Yeah, that Riona one, I just lost it laughing at that. Rich did a really good job with that. But then I was reading Chris's first RP, and I'm like, dude, this could be a really fucking close second, because that's a great line. Because you always hear someone say, I'm going to bring the pain, and Chris is just like, fine, you bring the pain, I'll bring the suffering and the other stuff. That was great.
So Kyle sucks, essentially.
Yeah, and I wasn't even trying. So no offense, Daniel, but for that, I wasn't really trying.
Rob, what I do in my free time is my business.
Yeah, all right.
And we usually don't want to know.
Oh, by the way, this is exciting, and nobody's going to care but me, but I just noticed the icon on my desktop. This is if anybody plays City of Heroes this weekend, it's free. So, yeah. No, nobody plays but me. I don't even play, but it's free this weekend. So, I will be playing.
I've got a shitty computer that doesn't run anything.
See, that was my problem, and I upgraded my laptop with my stupid... I think I've gone into this whole story with my PlayStation website stuff. So anyway, man, these people.
I believe you're on Daniel.
Yes, I know. I'm trying to remember. I asked him how he found the PWA, and then I was coming up with a follow-up question because I've been sidetracked.
I got a question. If you're still distracted for
no,
Dan.
please. That's
okay.
Quirky,
Daniel, I think a lot of people made comments that those banners you made for High Stakes look so good. I was thinking maybe if Chris Watt and you were willing to do the time, you could start incorporating that as like a everyday or a every week thing. Maybe like make a generic Rampage one that you could mod every week to have the different matches, and we could put those at the top of matches every week. Would you ever consider that?
Did he do the one we used?
He did the one we used for High Stakes, and he did the like match ones.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a pretty fun working with Chris, trying to knock out all the lovely High Stakes stuff, and he kept messaging me every other minute. Are you done yet? How far have you gotten? Have you finished yet?
It wasn't every other minute. Every half hour at most. Actually, Kyle, to go against you there, I wouldn't want it to be done every week. If he's interested in doing the pay-per-views, that's great, but he's got to focus on his role-playing, too.
Okay.
Or not, so that PX can get the easy win and we can get our tag team. But anyway.
Speaking about role-playing, I just have to say I had a great time role-playing this week. It's probably the most I've role-played since being in the Fed.
The last RP as your manager was actually really good for using a character who's not typically seen.
Well,
I had a great time this week, too. I appreciate it.
Chris was just aggressive, and I'm just like, every time I post one, I would go to work, come back, and there'd be another one posted. I'm like, fuck, shit, it's too much work. I told him, I'm like,
you didn't have to face the handler yet. I mean,
yeah, dude, that is fucking crazy. That is a bit up from what you guys did. Although you guys were on top, holy fuck, you turn around and every other hour that guy's got an RP posted. Me and Wilkie had to strategize that we would post at the same time so we wouldn't get like outcounted. It'd be 3 a.m. and we're like, are you done yet? Yep, I'm done. Okay, post on 1, 2, 3. And like an hour later, the guy would have RP up.
And still have time to put in a complete chaos together this week. Wow.
Can you hang on a second?
He doesn't sleep.
Oh, no, I don't even know why I asked that. Please continue to talk. I will just be leaving for a second. My wife apparently lost control of the volume in the next room, so, yeah.
Okay.
Women electronics don't mix.
But no, Daniel, I was actually going to ask you earlier today about if you wanted to throw a Retribution graphic together. That would be really cool.
I actually started piecing together a few things that I wanted to do for that.
Okay. All I'm going to ask is this time, when you use any people for the graphic, for the banner, Use ones that are actually in the Fed.
Listen.
You had Razor and Chameleon, but the rest of them? Who the hell were they?
The Fighting Irish and some weird guy.
What I did, when I said I'm going to make the banner for high stakes, I went onto the roster, and I just started picking out guys who I could find on the roster. Okay, yeah, I can find him. I found him, and I just put it together. My mistake.
No, actually, it turned out really good. I mean, for the fact that for high stakes, all the matches being, you know, of course, obviously fan votes, but then the Razor Chameleon match gets thrown in for the entire Federation being at stake, having them on the banner was a cool choice, especially since you did it before the match was even signed. But, you know, for the background, you have the double suplex or whatever going on, and you got, who was it? Ken Kennedy there or whatever, or the other guy. That's not even anybody that was on the roster that I recall. And we were just commenting on it, and it seemed a little out of place. So, but I know that a lot of the guys that are in the Fed are using characters that are darn near impossible to find other pictures for unless you know who their names are, especially if you're old AOWF guys. You know, they're not using pick bases of actual wrestlers or, you know, for Mike there, you know, Michael Myers, or a video game character like the Phoenix. So if you need to have ideas on who's who, just PM them, get the name of their pick base, and go with that.
You're one to talk, Chris, with your old pictures of Razor when you had Undertaker with that mask. I have freaking never been able to find a picture of that, honestly.
Well, that's why I didn't keep the mask on him. I was getting tired of not being able to find anything. The only reason the mask ever went on him was because he got burned at Genesis 6, and it was a great way to get off of Edge's pick and move over to the Undertaker pick.
Wow, I can't.
Now we've got a short-haired Chameleon.
Huh. Yes. Well, at least now, it's going to be easier to find pictures of Chameleon now, because...
I honestly cannot see Razor as Edge. That is different.
That was a long time ago. That was back when it was Edge and Christian were the two that I was watching the most, and when I got an E-Fetting, that just naturally is where it came from. But yeah, I was glad to be able to get out of that, because I would have been interested in going to BWF.
I do have to admit, one of the funniest things, I think I actually used this in a promo when I fought Razor. For a guy who has so much prestige and history behind him, unmasking Razor in the Pwn Federation was sort of like a weird decision.
Well, had to go where it went. Tried to tell a story, because, you know, with Dave not being able to keep a Fed up for more than 6 months at a time, I had to do what I had to do before anything was gone.
Well, won you the world title, if I remember right, so go you.
Oh, I appreciate that, too.
All right, we're going to take another break. We'll come back. We'll do the five questions and feedback. We've got some email this week to go over, so we'll be back in just a second.
Bust it.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get, females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, are showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a lighter hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move. Just bust the move.
to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman. And there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there and bust the move. Down for me, fellas. Brother Larry, in 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start faking, then you start flicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she wings back, and now you're feeling really firm cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different group. Now you don't want to do G-Bust the move.
Hey, and we're back. That was just amazing. So, Daniel, you ready for the five questions?
Of course.
Rob, I think we should look into some music for the five questions, like get a little background music that gets everyone excited.
I mean, I can put background music in. I don't think I can play back.
I touch myself by the vinyls.
That's a good question. But, I used to have that downloaded. I don't think I do anymore. Anyway... So let's just start off with what's your favorite gimmick match?
Triple steel cage.
What, like the thing in that WCW movie?
I actually was in a Fedora. They actually did that, and Deacon Frost took a fall through all three cages.
Oh. What is? Who's your favorite opponent?
I have to answer that?
Yeah.
I think probably one of the best opponents I ever had was the Kumquat Kid.
legend.
Whatever happened to not the Kumquat, but his handler?
Don't want to know. He.
Yeah, we don't want to know. Less said about Nick, yeah.
No,
he went kind of crazy, I think.
Well, no, but he was back. He was in the PWA for a while. That's my question.
About 2 weeks.
Yeah, he came back and he brought in like two or three characters, didn't he?
He always does.
But I know, but he so he brought in the Phoenix guy, the other Phoenix.
He brought in Fallen Angel. Phoenix was my guy who never came in.
The one with an F?
Oh, Jonathan Phoenix. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in for a couple weeks, and then, you know, I guess the motivation just didn't stick there, and he left.
Oh, all right, then.
Well, when he's motivated, he's a great promo. I mean, the Kumquat Kid is hilarious, especially when he teams with Ledge. I always liked that combination, which always was good for me because I was always the dark and gloomy guy, and he would come with, like, rooms full of kumquats and just ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, I remember someone posted a promo of his from the HIC boards, and it was like a choose your own story kind of promo, and it was just absolutely brilliant.
The HIC boards. Who is your least favorite opponent?
Chris Shimola.
I don't know who that is.
It was him, and it would be a tie between him and XTC. Who actually spelled his name, XTC.
XTC.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah. He came through BWF for a little while.
Okay.
He was actually tag champs with Cyrus Moron on a random note.
Oh, interesting. I think we've actually covered this one already tonight, but who is the opponent you would most like to face?
Actually, my top three, one of them I'm getting a chance to face, which is Project X. Hopefully I get to do Chameleon one-on-one. Because he beat me.
God, you don't want to do that, my friend.
No, just don't go there.
You want to eat your Weetabix if you go there.
And I'm hurt. He's beating me for world title. He's beating me one-on-one, and he's beating me in a tag match. And I have to get a win. I'm like The Rock. I have to beat you, Stone Cold. even if we have to storyline it where you're retiring and I get to win that way, I just have to beat you.
All right. I'll put you down on the top list of the people who want to retire me. It's a long one, bro.
The only other person I would really, really want to face while I'm here in PWA is probably Corey Lazarus. Because I beat up on Showtime. Now I just want to beat up on Corey. So, I hate to say it like that, but I just...
And everybody's beat up on Showtime.
Yeah, so I was thinking the same thing.
I remember crippling Showtime, but he had to leave, so they let me cripple him, which was fun. I was like, yeah, I'm crippling him, no problem. Break his back. There you go, bye, have a nice time.
What's been your favorite feud or experience or what have you in e-fetting?
When I was in OPW, I brought a character named Matt Canyon, and I was a world champion, and I got beat by a guy named Az Dimitri. So during our rematch, it was like a real big feud. I ran with a bunch of promos I had to call Addiction, which was like Matt acting like a drug fiend going cold turkey, but it wasn't for any drugs, it was for the world championship, which made the feud real crazy because he would do weird things. That and my feud with Scott Nash Strader when I was Bronx Williams when I first came into HIC.
Alright. Well, that covers the five questions, actually. So we're going to take another real quick break. We're going to come back with our listener feedback, which is just, I'm very, very, very excited.
I'm the only gay Eskimo. I'm the only one I know. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. I go out seal hunting with my best friend Tarka, but all I wanna do is get into his parka. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. Well, me and Nuckfluck Chuckbuck, we both like blubber, but me, I've got this crazy fetish for rubber. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. I make a wish on the northern lights that I could find a decent pair of whale skin tights. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. And the seals, they sing now. These cold winter nights are taking their toll. I even get excited when I see the North Pole. See the North Pole. I'm the only gay Eskimo.
Only gay Eskimo.
I'm the only one I know.
I'm the only one I know.
I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe.
Now, like the Proclaimers would sing it, I'm the only gay Eskimo. I'm the only one I know.
The only gay Eskimo.
light from the cars.
I'm the only gay Eskimo. And only one I know. I'm the only gay Eskimo. And she used to be my I.
Like Oasis. I'm the only gay Eskimo. Like Van Morrison.
The only gay Eskimo. I ain't seen it coming on the street. I'm a ton of this. Hey! Jesus Christ fits in there somehow as well. And the crack was good.
Well, I'm the only gay Eskimo.
Only gay Eskimo.
I'm the only one I know.
The only one I know.
I'm the only gay Eskimo. Whoa. In my tribe.
Hey, and we are back. Was that just a threat? Yeah, it's very exciting. So, you know what? I'm so excited about this. I'm just going to jump right to it. Every week I beg and I implore and I do everything except for like pay people for email or feedback or what have you. And this week we actually had somebody leave a comment on the old blog. Would anybody like to take credit for this comment that's on the podcast with us right now?
Oh,
you didn't pay me, so I didn't do anything.
Yes. And what did you leave on there exactly? What was the comment?
Oh, God, I'm scared.
I'm watching you, McNasty.
Well, that sounds even worse when you say it out loud. That's awesome.
Look, I know I'm an irresistible piece of man meat, but, dude, seriously, go get a hobby.
Oh, we are some hobbies you watched. See, when I'm not actually physically watching you, I'm paying somebody to watch you.
Oh, so that's who that guy is. So yeah. Scared. I think he's getting a pizza because he got bored, like, staring at me sitting here.
Actually, that's Bud Adams. That's his new job.
I put it into good uses.
We've got an actual email in the inbox here.
Now, that's scary.
Yes. The email comes to us from the name on the little thing. Says Mrs. John Campbell. Fairly exciting. And the email reads as follows. Dear winner, the online Cyber Lotto draws was conducted from an exclusive list of 21,000 email addresses of individual and corporate bodies picked by an advanced automated random computer search from the internet. You have therefore been approved to claim a total sum of 1 million. That's the number, and then in parentheses, £1 million. Please fill the form below and send it to our payment department with the contact given below. So
what do you say down here?
Huh?
You should be claiming that, bitch.
Well, actually, I was wondering if you could do that for us, because it's in the UK, and I thought maybe you could just drive over and pick it up.
Well, thank you, viewer. We appreciate your feedback.
Yes. Hey, what's odd is the email came from Mrs. John Campbell. The contact person is John Campbell. Their email address is UKNL, I guess for UK National Lottery, 143@yahoo.co.uk. But it's signed by Mrs. Cindy Howard for the UK National Lottery. And the only information they want is my full name, my full address, my nationality, my occupation, my telephone number, my sex. Well, that's – come on, buy me dinner first, please, Mrs. John Campbell. And present country. So it seems –
they're not asking for a lot, are they?
Why does she have to buy you dinner? She's giving you £1 million sterling.
What does that even mean? I don't – what is a pound sterling as opposed to a pound? Is it the same thing?
That's what they call it. Their currency, they call it sterling.
Oh, those motherfuckers.
Paid in pennies.
I'm still a little bit flummoxed by the fact that apparently a quid is the same thing as a pound. I guess a pound is the paper note and a quid is the coin. Is that correct?
I don't know. A quid can be the coin as well. It's just slang terms for the same thing.
That's weird.
Those motherfuckers. God damn.
Yeah, I thought slang was an American thing.
So there we go. So it looks like the big the promo money is going to be coming in, courtesy of the UK National Lottery.
Big fans of the show.
Yes.
When you said UK, I thought maybe Mike had something to do with it.
Into this last week. He's going to kill somebody because I guess that's kind of like calling us. You know, while I talk. Well, I hope Wilkie's not listening to the show. But it's kind of like if I were to call you a Canadian. Only probably worse, because the Canadians are not oppressive and, you know, wrongfully lording over your country. So there you go. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
I think
there was a Republican joke in there someplace, but it's too late in the evening for me to really find it and go for it that quickly. So, yeah.
Well, all I can think of is after Project X's wonderful comment to me, all that makes me think is, they're after me, Lucky Charms!
You come over here and make you feel special.
Oh, yeah. No,
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm,
you know.
I'm good in my bed, thanks.
I've got a crock of gold you can look for.
I think I just filled the bedpan.
You know, aside from the fact that we had to get Frosty back on here this week, I needed an extra week for the PX episode because I'm going to do a special Irish music theme for the show next week. But,
oh dear God!
But unfortunately,
do I have to jig?
That would be nice. But yeah, all of my CDs are in the garage from whenever we moved because I never bothered to unpack them. So I've got to dig through my CDs and find the songs that I've selected. It's going to be fantastic, though. You're going to love it.
Hey, can I make a request for the song played before my interview?
You can.
It's probably one of my favorite songs now.
Uh-huh.
It's by a guy named Jackie Moon. And it's called Love Me Sexy.
Jackie Moon, why do I know that?
Yeah, I've heard that. What?
Wait a minute. Yes.
Helix.
Yes.
Didn't Helix do Jackie Moon?
I finally the light bulb clicked, and hang on a second there. Let me see if I can get that song, because if I can, then absolutely.
Because, you know, I they have a video for it, which is hilarious.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, shit, yeah, there's like three different versions, though. Oh, there's an acapella and an instrumental. Alright, dude, that song is just now botted, and so, yes, that will be your actual entrance song, or lead-in song. That's awesome.
I got a request, too, but I'll talk to you about it later, Rob.
Ooh.
Ooh. You're making me jealous.
Yeah, that's exciting.
You probably should have waited until we were off the air and off the phone before you said that, Kyle.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Why don't you walk down the hall, buy me a Coke, and then we'll talk.
Oh, I'd love to if my legs weren't suspended up.
Well, you can crawl.
There's wheels on those beds.
That's for you or something else.
All right. Well, it's been exciting, and we've been going for about 2 hours, so it's time to call it a night and get some much-needed rest so that bones can heal and lungs.
After one more Vicodin cocktail.
Something like that.
Well, one last thing I wanted to mention earlier is if you go to www.the-pwa.com and scroll to the bottom, the website for Blood Corps is there. You can click on it, get more information for them.
Yes, indeed you can. So there you go, folks. All sorts of web addresses. We've gone over them. You know them. I'm sure you visit them every day. You got them bookmarked. Probably pwaradio.com is most likely your homepage already. So, you know, you can find all the appropriate links there. And I will do my best to remember to put a link to the Blood Corps on the, the blog whenever I post up the show this week. So there you go. And, yeah, see ya.
Waited here for you. down with me. Slow how you wanted it to be. Over my head, out of her head, she sang. Sing along with you. Everything could ever be this.